Hello, pilgrims. It's Wednesday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Well, we're coming to you live from Santiago de Compostela and the Camino routes Via de la Plata and Finisterre. I'm Lee Brennan, Johnny Walker, and our pilgrim reporters, they'll be joining us shortly. Well, let's get to it. Exciting news this week. The sequel to The Way just announced they secured funding and pre-production is already underway. The storyline has our favorite Tom, portrayed by Martin Sheen, as he embarks on a gripping journey to find his pilgrim friend Jack after Jack puts out a book about their time on pilgrimage over 10 years ago. The movie's going to be set in diverse locations, including Northern Nigeria, Amsterdam, Dublin, and of course, Spain, and it promises some thrilling twists. Congrats to Emilio, Martin, and team. Stay tuned for further updates as production advances. Well, Santiago has been so alive over the past week with all the vibrant spirit of Mardi Gras. The city has just been sparkling in colorful lights and rain-drenched streets. The nightly parades have been really captivating for all of us here in Old Town, and they may have just kept us up a little later at night. Tourist numbers have surged in Santiago this week for Mardi Gras activities. And so let's check in with Johnny Walker for his report and see what pilgrim arrival numbers look like.
Hello, Lee. Hello, everybody. This is John speaking to you in the period of Carnival. I've been wearing that face mask lots in the last few days. Carnival is the period that comes before Lent starts on Ash Wednesday. Here in Galicia, people take this tradition very seriously indeed, and there's much laughing and joking, dancing in the streets, orchestras, concerts, children dancing, children's parades, children's choirs. Choirs singing all over the town, and it's a great time of the year. Here in Galicia, the tradition of Carnival goes way back before Christian times, when in this farming region, people looked forward to spring and the new season of growth, leading hopefully to an abundant harvest. But looking at the weather, this time we've had seven warnings of serious flooding in Santiago, and the weather hasn't let us down. And if you can see, look at the forecast, the rain will be with us for some time yet. So spare a thought for those pilgrims walking, and many have arrived in the last week. Let me just look at this. 549 Compostelas have been issued by the Pilgrims Office here. That's 3,100 Compostelas issued since the 1st of January. Now, the key thing is, are numbers going up or going down? Well, they're going up. And you can look at this all the time on the Pilgrim Office website in the statistics section. And as you can see, so far this year, 8% more pilgrims than last year. And we think that trend might continue, but it's a little early yet. So going back to Carnival, tomorrow is Shrove Tuesday. Some of you might know this as Fat Tuesday. And the word Carnival comes from the Latin carnem levare, to eliminate meat. Well, here in Galicia, they don't eliminate meat too easily. And so tomorrow would be the traditional day of eating a cocido gallego, which has got parts of the pig from all parts. And as they say, we eat the pig, even the squeal. So let's finish this little news bulletin in the spirit of Carnival. Thank you very much. All the best.
All right, let's check in with two pilgrims who are currently walking out to Finisterre from Santiago. I'd like to introduce you to Roy and Parosh.
Home Britain. This is a very special place because in the Middle Age, the Church of Santiago wants to have the control of the bridge. Why? Because in the Middle Age, everybody needs to pay to go across the river. So if you have the control of the river, you have the control of the taxes. That means money. We are on the way to Negreda, first stage on the Finisterre Camino. Wine breaks. If you walk the Camino in Galicia, please do not forget to get some Alvarinho on your way. You can choose Ribeiro or Godello too, doesn't matter. But get some wine, of course, otherwise you will be not walking the Camino in Galicia.
How is the weather?
How is the weather?
Yeah.
Wet. The weather is wet, of course.
How many pilgrims did we meet?
Last year or in my life?
today, Roy?
Oh, today? That is a professional question. Today I have met non-pilgrims. So you can walk your own all the way through. Yeah, highly recommend it. Walk in winter, don't come in summertime, not even in spring. The best months to walk the Camino, January, February, beginning of March. Don't choose any other month, please.
And now for a segment we like to call When in Santiago. Well, if you are here and you are craving a quick bite in Old Town, head to El Trebol. It's just off Plaza Cervantes, you know, as you come in off the Francés. And boy, they have mouth-watering empanadas. Empanadas, by the way, originated from Galicia and Portugal. And these savory pastries offer a taste of history with fillings like meats and seafood, cheese, and veggies. Our taste testing team has been raving over the past couple of weeks about the generous and high-quality fillings, the crispy exteriors, and the flaky interiors. My favorite, the vegetarian with lentils. Yum. And the best part of it all is you can enjoy an empanada and a beer for just under €6. Delicious dining that won't break your budget when in Santiago. Now let's head to the Via de la Plata and hear how Rocco and Lindsay are doing this week.
Thanks, Lee. Look what the gato dragged in. I'm here with Lindsay himself. We have a crossover promotion today. We're in Zamora. I've caught up to him. Well, he let me catch up to him. He stayed here an extra day. And tell the crowd what you're planning next, Lindsay, because you've decided this isn't for you. You're going alternative.
Yeah, so I looked at the weather forecast. And all I can see is cold, wet, and windy. And being from Australia, that's not something that I really like to do. So I'm going to head down and do the,
Mozarab.
Mozarab from
Almeria.
Almeria.
Through to Granada and Cordoba and all of those amazing places.
And probably end up in Merida, and then I decide what to do next.
And I'm going to, as my son says, embrace the suck and keep going north. I'll be heading for the Santa Brays. And tonight we met a new pilgrim. Neither of us met before, Daniel from the Netherlands. He's also going to be doing the Santa Brays. So that's just part of the nature of the Camino. As in life, people come in and out of your life. And the important thing is to be in the present, enjoy every moment. We've had lunch. We just made dinner together, sharing a couple of beers and just the beauty of the Camino.
We're in the Albergue de Peregrinos, and there's a free breakfast in the morning. Well, part of Donativo is a breakfast in the morning.
Remember, Donativo is not free. It's what you can pay, and please, don't cheap out. If you're able to buy beers, you're able to give to the Donativo, and it keeps the incredible spirit of these places alive. Antonio, the hospitalero, is doing a phenomenal job, and you want to be part of it. So you've been walking away for several weeks now and reflected a little bit in your extra day of stay here in Zamora. What have been the highlights for you of the Plata up to here?
Yeah, look, probably more than anything else, I'm going over old ground. I walked this last year in February, March, and I'm visiting the same places, but what I see is I'm a different person as I come through each geographical memory. I can see my own personal growth over the year, over the Camino that I finished. And that's probably been the highlight for me.
Every time you come, even if you come to the same Camino and stop in the same places, the people are different. The weather is going to be different. And as Lindsay has said, you're going to be different because you're asking yourself different questions and you've grown and regressed in so many different ways in that amount of time. So you can never do the same Camino twice. For me, it's just been so amazing because, look, the Plata, you have Merida, Cáceres, Salamanca, three UNESCO World Heritage Sites, fantastically beautiful places, but it's still the incredible people you meet along the way that really make the Camino.
And as you say, it's different. So when I was here last time, it was hot, like we're talking over 30 degrees.
Right.
And so today, what was top of 8?
Yeah, that was as hot as it got. And it started at around 3 this morning.
So yeah, you can never walk two Caminos the same.
That's so great. I've been following this guy, following him on the Camino update, get to spend one day with him, and then he's gone again. But we'll be keeping you updated next week, and he'll be calling in from the Camino Mozarab.
Buen Camino.
I just put out a new Camino Cafe podcast episode where pilgrims Andy Holloway and Simon Byrne discuss the plans for making the upcoming documentary Somewhere Along the Way, which features Dan Mullins. It's their way to give back and honor both Spain and the Camino. Listen to it now wherever you listen to podcasts. And wow, that's a wrap from all of us here at Camino News Update. Can't wait to see you in Santiago, pilgrims. Ciao.